As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time for Hog Sports Live from HogSports.com, a division of 24/7 Sports, presented by Crane Automotive. The Crane Team's got them. Visit them online at craneteam.com. And now with the latest breaking updates on Hog Sports, here's Trey Biddy.
What's up, everybody? Trey Biddy with HogSports.com, HAWGSports.com. Going to have a pretty broad show today. We'll discuss Razorback football, basketball, baseball, of course, but also going to talk about anything you want to talk about. If you got a question about one of those things, you got a question about your favorite gravy, autonomy, AI, golf, whatever you guys want to talk about, I'm open to all questions. Danny West is going to hop on. We're going to talk the latest in recruiting as well. All that and more on today's episode of Hog Sports Live. The Crane Automotive team knows stretching your dollar is important. With prices at the pump, interest rates, and everything else, we focus on making your life more affordable by offering vehicles with the highest rated fuel economy and safety features, plus a large selection of crossover and hybrid vehicles. We make it easy to get on the road with a vehicle that won't break the bank. We have a vehicle for every lifestyle and every budget. Come get one at one of our 17 statewide locations or visit craneteam.com today. Hog Sports Live is driven by the Crane Automotive team.
You've done it. Now you're the Crane Cash Champ. You just won big with the Crane team. Go ahead, soak it up. How could you not feel like a winner? You dominated with our low price guarantee, and you got way more for your trade. Plus, with statewide delivery on thousands of vehicles from 16 locations, and the fact that we'll beat any other dealer's price, we make our Kansans feel like champions every day. That's winning. That's the Crane team. Visit craneteam.com.
All right, so Arkansas baseball coming off of a 5-2 win Wednesday, yesterday, against Northwestern State. The Tuesday game was canceled because of weather, and a big series coming up this weekend. We talked to Cabo on Monday, just kind of previewing all that. So if you want a little more in-depth preview on the Ole Miss matchup, be sure to check out Monday's show. But Friday on May 1st, you've got SEC Network Plus. The game starts at 6 o'clock. Saturday's game is at 2 o'clock on SEC Network Plus, and then Sunday's game is at 2 o'clock on SEC Network. It's supposed to be a little chilly this weekend, but I think we're going to be good as far as rain goes. There's no midweek game. Obviously, we're getting down to the stretch on SEC play, but you do return home again next weekend, so you've got the 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is Mother's Day, by the way, against Oklahoma. Friday's game at 6 o'clock. On SEC Network Plus, Saturday's game at 2 o'clock on Plus, and Sunday's game at 1 o'clock on Plus. Again, that's next weekend, not this weekend. Then you wrap everything up with a 3-game series at Kentucky. Would have worked out really well if they'd have swept Missouri like they were supposed to. And then, you know, you play a tougher opponent at home, you know. Then you get OU at home, and then you're on the road against a Kentucky team that's not very good. You know, when we talk about putting yourself in position to host, which Cabo does not think that's going to happen now. Neither do most Razorback fans. So, as far as basketball goes, Obinna Ezeki, there was a crystal ball put in. He's down. So, Obinna Ezeki's down to his final five right now at BYU, Louisville, Maryland, Kentucky, Arkansas. 7 foot, 220 pounder who's expected to reclassify to the class of 2026. He's the number four overall prospect in 2027. 7 foot, 220 pound senior. Center, which would Arkansas, you know, for Arkansas, they would fill a lot of gaps with what they're trying to do with roster building because there is kind of a hole right there in the middle. Travis Branham today put in a crystal ball pick for Louisville. Who is Travis Branham, 24/7 sports basketball analyst? Travis is 93.68% on his crystal ball picks this year, 237 of 253. I was going back. I would look like the last 25 or so. He's nailed all of those. So I don't know if that's a very good sign because he's pretty spot on his crystal ball picks. Right now, we're also waiting on Malik Thomas and Billy Richmond, both of whom have declared for the NBA draft while maintaining their college eligibility. I don't even know what that means anymore. I mean, do you just have to say it? Because it used to be like, I'm not going to sign with an agent. But now all these guys have agents and stuff anyway. So, I mean, I guess all you have to do is say it. But for Malik Thomas right now, there's several different – one outlet has him 31st overall, which is early in the second round. ESPN, generally a late first day, early second, depending on, you know, who's putting it out. A recent one had him at 38th. Bleacher Report has him at 24th to the Lakers, CBS 30th. And so, there, you know, he's kind of teetering right there, first round, second round. The thing with the second round is a lot of guys, you know, get locked into that league minimum contract, and which probably means Arkansas could pay him more. You know, you move into that first round, it's just a better deal if you can, like, wait a year and move into that first round, still get paid, obviously. It used to be like you're competing with the G League. Like, you got to get $500,000 together, or this guy's going G League, you know. Now it's you're actually competing against the NBA, which is wild. Like, guys that are going to make more money than they would if they went in the NBA draft by staying in college and playing, you know, 30-something games versus 82 games. It's pretty wild. Billy Richmond, you know, the projections aren't as high on him. Some are saying second round, but also could be undrafted. So, yeah, kind of everywhere. ESPN Big Board has him like 45th. So, with Billy, I think it's definitely more likely that he returns to Arkansas, and that is his only option is to go pro or return to Arkansas because he didn't do like Malik Ewan did and enter the transfer portal. So, with Malik Ewan, he entered the transfer portal, so his options are, depending on his waiver, he could go anywhere. He could return to Arkansas. He could, you know, go play overseas, something like that. So he's got a lot more options. Same with Malik Thomas. He's either returning to Arkansas or declaring for the NBA draft. So he's kind of in the same boat as Billy Richmond. So what's next for Arkansas football? You've got finals coming up. They've basically had this past week to kind of prepare, you know, get ready for finals and all that stuff. They'll have 2 weeks, so they'll got next week also, and then they're going to jump right into the summer training cycle, which goes about 8 weeks usually before fall camp starts. So that's what's next for them. Did we learn a lot about the football team? I think we did. You know, I've got some interesting questions. I think, like, who's the best player on this team? Who's the best player on defense? Who's the best player on offense? I'm not sure that I know. Is there a star? Is there a superstar on this team? I don't know. I'm going to talk with Danny West a little bit about that. But, you know, just going through, like, I was thinking about, like, who is the star on offense? Who is the guy that's an award candidate? And maybe there's just not one because Arkansas is not really in the limelight with coming off of a, you know, two-win season. But who's the best offensive lineman on this team? I don't know. I don't know. Is it Caden Kittler? Is it Kobe Branham? Is it Bryant Williams? Is it Malachi Breland? Will it be Kavion Broussard? We don't even know who the best quarterback is for sure. I think it's KJ Jackson, but we don't know that. I don't know who the best wide receiver is. I think it's Chris Marshall. I didn't like seeing two third down drops Saturday. Who's the best running back? I think it's Braylon Russell. Might be Sutton Smith. Might be Jasper Parker. Might be Cam Settles. Cam Settles certainly looked good on Saturday. I do think Jaden Platt is the best tight end. Best defensive lineman, Quincy Rhodes. Best defensive tackle type, maybe Hunter Osborne. I don't know. Best linebacker, I think it's Bradley Shaw. But I don't know for sure. It could be Jaquavion Smith. He could. I mean, he's surprised us so far. Best defensive back, maybe Christian Harrison at safety. Maybe you could include Kamori House. Maybe it's him. Maybe Joker Johnson at cornerback. A lot of good questions. We're going to dive into some of that because you're getting your questions in now. You can ask me just about anything, and I'll try to answer it as best I can. We're going to have Danny come on here in just a second also. Where is Danny? I thought he was coming on in a second. No, he's getting water. All right. So we're going to ask Danny about Jeremiah Dent. Dent is the Marion running back. Looking like Saturday for him. We'll see what Danny says.
I don't see a Jeremiah Dent in your contacts. Who do you want to call?
That's interesting. So I guess that was weird. So Jeremiah Dent, his decision is coming Saturday at 3:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time inside the team's field house at Marion High School. He's down to Arkansas, Auburn, Miami, Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt. Right now, and we'll get into more about, you know, what Danny thinks, but, you know, 1,983 all-purpose yards last season, 22 touchdowns, one of the top prospects in the state of Arkansas. Obviously, he's got a nice offer list. And he talks about, if you have a membership at Hog Sports, he talks about the different options that he has and, you know, why he likes this school or that school. But we'll see what Danny thinks about Arkansas's chances. I think he feels pretty good about where things stand. Okay, let's get to Danny now. Danny joins us on the Ozarks Go hotline. If you don't follow Danny, you should. You can follow him at Danny West 24/7 on X and read all of his content at Hog Sports. Danny, how's it going?
Hey, brother. Going well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we were just touching a little bit on Jeremiah Dent, the running back from Marion. Got a decision coming up on Saturday at 3:45. What are your thoughts on where things stand with him and the Razorbacks?
Yeah, I'm liking Arkansas's chances so far. I mean, it's been kind of a crazy few months for JD. And I want to tell you off the jump, man, no matter where he goes Saturday, he's one of my favorite guys. You know that already, Trey, but he's been really good to us. Just a super respectful kid, super, thoughtful kid. And that's rare nowadays. So no matter where he goes Saturday, I'm a huge fan of the guy, but I like Arkansas's chances right now. I think on the surface, Trey, a lot of people probably look at it and go, well, Ole Miss has been after him for a lot longer. You know, they offered in like October, I want to say. And, you know, you can look at it one of two ways, but then you peel back the curtain a little bit on this whole Ryan Silverfield thing, and you find out that, you know, when JD came up last week, maybe 10 days ago, 12 days ago now, that was his third April in a row that he spent time with the staff. You know, they were at Memphis and were recruiting him. And pretty hard there. So they had him there in April of 24, got him again last year, back on campus in 25, and of course now in Fayetteville, got him on campus again. But when they offered him, Trey, in late January, from that point forward, man, they really put the clamps down on him and said, hey, you're our number one target. And that's a heavy statement because there were so many in the state, you know, this year. There's three or four that they're in on. And for them to come out and say, hey, you're our number one guy, I think that really means a lot to him. So we'll see. You know, Oxford's 3 hours closer, though. So I would probably consider Ole Miss the biggest threat to Arkansas simply because, you know, they've got the juice, man. Give them credit. whether you like it or not, that's where it's at right now. But I do. I'm going with Arkansas as my final prediction. You know, if that changes in the next 48 hours, we'll let them know. But that would be my prediction right now.
Danny, your background says a lot about. I was thinking about this the other day. You got the buck. You got the chrome Razorback. You got the American flag peeking through there. Got a good.
I got
setup.
A Bible back there. We got to start off with the Bible first, right?
Yeah, I didn't see the Bible. Yeah,
yeah, you haven't in a while. Pick one up, buddy.
Well, mine just kind of, you know, I've had this brick wall deal going forever, and they're like live on air. Mine didn't really say a whole lot about me, but yours does.
No, I think people have grown to love that about you.
Maybe.
I'm out of focus here. Hold on.
Love's a strong word.
No, I appreciate you saying that, though. It does. I like the setup. I think it looks good, but, you know, I'm sure there's people out there that hate it.
There's a lot of hate out there. A lot of haterade. Hey, right now is a contact period. They out on the road. How does that work with 13 assistant coaches? I mean, you can't have you can only have like seven on the road forever. Yeah. I don't even know what's changed with that regard.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either. I'm going to have to look into that, Trey. It's been a lot to keep up with on the rules front, but I'll get you a better answer on that. But yeah, you know, it's been slow going. You're not seeing a ton. I think David Johnson's been out a little bit. We're talking about that running back room, man. It's really, I want to add this part to it. You know, Micah Gamble, obviously at Fordyce, has an offer. Trey Stewart at Little Rock Central has an offer. Mason Ball's got an offer. All these three are running backs that we're considering running backs. And so you look at Arkansas right now, you got six scholarship guys. You're probably, you could bring back five of them next year with Sutton Smith being the only, I guess, one that's going to be getting out of there. So my point is, how many guys can you take at running back from the high school level? Probably not all of them, you know. So just in the last 24 hours or so, we're hearing a buzz for Trey Stewart and KU over in Lawrence. So you're probably about to start to see some dominoes fall, but I do want to throw one more name at that running back out, Asa Barnes. Asa Barnes is a kid that's already been up for an unofficial. He's coming back for an official. Right there as a borderline four-star, so he might be the next one to keep an eye on. We'll see what happens Saturday with JD, but those would be the two right now that I'd probably circle as the ones they're really going after. I'm forgetting your question. I think we started with contact period, but
yeah.
No, David Johnson, running backs coach, we call him Coach Yak.
Yeah.
He's been out on the road. I'm still gathering intel on that, but yeah, they've hit the road this week, contact period, and that's going to continue for the next few weeks. And then you get in about a month from today, day shy of a month from today. It's official visits, you know, and, yep. And it's going to be that way for four weekends in a row starting May 29th. So these next few weeks are going to kind of dip a little bit, as we always see. But contact period seems to create new offers. We're still seeing a ton of new offers right now going out and at several positions. So you and I have talked about it on this show all year so far. They have kind of been behind a little bit timeline-wise. Simply because, you know, you had to come in and get 40-some new guys right off the bat, and that's a lot. So they have been a little bit slow out of the gates, but right now is when we're starting to see things pick up a little bit. And this contact period should reveal, I don't know, maybe a couple of new offers. They've struck out on a linebacker this past week. Kane Brackney chose UCLA, which surprised me. I thought Arkansas was – may have been in the driver's seat there, so I missed.
Why would you go to UCLA? Day. I just don't understand that one.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, man. Again, going back to the Bible, he said went out there and went to a Bible study, and hey, can't knock that, I guess. So
in California?
Yeah, out in California.
Hmm.
So good for him. But yeah, that one surprised me a little bit. So the result of that is they've gone out, offered a few new linebackers this week. We've talked about on the board. Check that out at Hog Sports, the Razor's Edge. But, yeah, that's where it's at right now. I'm expecting a little bit of a dip these next few weeks, but OV season right around the corner.
You guys know how much I value longstanding relationships. Well, I've known Bo Biddle for 25 years, and when I needed car insurance, when I needed homeowners insurance, when I needed business insurance for Hog Sports, I called Biddle Armstrong. Bo, Rob Armstrong, and their team have over 100 years combined experience. They work with you just like auto owners insurance works with them. Expect local support from somebody you know. Questions about your policy? Call Biddle Armstrong direct rather than a 1-800 number. Auto owner's insurance intended it that way so you don't have to wait on hold forever. Don't settle for a generic policy. Wherever you are in Northwest Arkansas, give Biddle Armstrong a call at 479-443-0808 or visit ba-ins.com. Auto Owners Insurance owns an AM Best rating, A-plus superior. They trust people like Bo to work for you. Biddle Armstrong Insurance. Coverage you need, people you trust. I trust Danny West.
Thank you, brother.
To deliver the best recruiting information possible.
Well, it's not Danny, always the best.
Well, it's always, it's let's just say it's good.
Yeah, there you go.
It's very good. Hey, you know, the title of today's show is Ask Me Anything. And one of the ones I wanted to bring up to you was from Mr. Marquise Visuals. Tig old Biddy. will you ever ask if there's going to be new uniforms? Been waiting for that question. Well, it's going to be a while probably before we get to talk Silverfield again. What are your thoughts on that, Danny? Arkansas going back to like really, since they joined the SEC, every 2 years had a new uniform, some type of change to the uniform. Until Chad Morris got here. Chad Morris went back to the Darren McFadden-style uniforms, and Sam Pittman kept it the entire time. You think they're going to have new uniforms this year?
Man, I don't know, but you asked my thoughts. I would like to keep that as the base uniform, but – this might sound crazy to people. I'm not opposed to turning Arkansas into the Oregon of the South either, you know, where you have options that you can roll out at any time, you know, for non-con, conference games, rival games, whatever it might be. I'm a fan of switching it up a little bit, whether that's once, twice a year. I think you just got to have something in your arsenal, a little bit, but I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of that standard two-stripe. I remember talking to Coach Nutt about it when Chad Morris brought it back. And he was funny about it. He said, boy, Danny, I tell you, I'm watching the Razorbacks. I can't tell who's who. I got to ask my wife, baby, which one's the Hogs? So he said, then they brought that back, and, baby, now I know who's who. So I'm proud that they did that, but man, I'd like to switch it up to that 64 uniform. I think ought to be in the rotation. You remember that 2014?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. They played against Alabama. I'm a fan of that one. I like that chrome helmet. They're not getting that one back, but
like the chrome helmet a lot.
I like chrome every now and then. But yeah, I still think there's a little bit of a market for that too with recruits. I think they still. It's not all about that. You know, it's all about money nowadays, but they still want to look good and have options too. So I wouldn't be opposed to switching it up a little bit, throw a little flash in there, but keep that base uniform because, man, it's simple. I like a good, simple, clean uniform. Don't you?
I do too. Yeah. I like it to be clean and sharp. I don't mind if it's an alternate uniform or stuff. I'm not stuck in my way. I was on Drive Time yesterday and I was saying that same thing. Like, I don't mind if it's all this, I'm not like stuck in my ways. And then there's a little bit of a pause and Rick Schaefer goes, I am.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, well, what else is going on with recruiting, Danny? Anything else that we need to know?
Yeah, let's talk about Eli Thornton, newest commitment. Another really good kid out of Northeast Arkansas, man. You'll love him. Great family. Been really good to us. Easy to work with. 6'3", 315. Probably not a huge surprise to people. I think Wisconsin there for a while was feeling really good about Eli. And then, of course, you know, the way things are right now, they're trying to build a fence around the state again. And they found momentum inside the state again. They really pushed that hard and it paid off. And Eli's one of those kids that it still means something to as well. You know, he told me it's a dream come true to wake up every day and represent his home state, you know, and the Hog. So really good kid there. I think I know Brett Bielema and those guys at Illinois, they really liked Eli. So, you know, Coach B's got a pretty good eye for talent, especially for the bigger guys. So I think there's something there. He's probably going to take a couple of years, in my opinion, to develop and get to where he needs to be for SEC standards. But plenty of tools, plenty of size, really good character kid too. So he was number 7, and we'll see if they can make it 8 here in about 48 hours.
Danny, which position group shocked you the most, positively and negative, during spring practice? This is from DeRazorback.
Shocked me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm shocked by any of them. I'll tell you, I probably feel a little bit better about the corners than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. I think they got good length. They got good veterans. You know, Joker, man. I'm a big fan of the guy. Now, it's April 30th. It's not October 30th. A lot of people may be dog cussing them by then. I don't know. But I like the makeup of that group. I'd still question the safety spots a little bit, but I am a fan of the corners. They probably surprised me a little bit. And I'll tell you, Cam Settles, man, he makes me feel a little better about that running back room. Really,
yeah, me
well-rounded
too.
Group, in my opinion. D-line, yeah. I was expecting it to look better, and it did. Linebackers, man, I was a fan of Jaquavion Smith from the moment they signed him, and it looks like he's going to be I'm not saying a stud, but he's going to be a key fixture for him, looks like.
So I would say that shocked me how much he just rolled with the first team from start to finish. I did not expect that out of him.
Yeah, me either. Well, I don't know if I expected him to go wire to wire like that. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, whoever asked that, I would probably go with a corner as maybe my more surprising pick. What about you?
It's a good question. I don't know, again, if anything just like shocked me, but I do feel better about the overall personnel of the team. And I felt pretty good when we were, you know, going through the portal process, the team they're putting together. Mm-hmm. Cam Settles, like you, I feel like he has a chance to maybe – I could see him maybe even push for a starting spot because he does have a lot of versatility and do a lot of different things. Right now they probably have him 3rd. I don't know if anything shocked me. I will ask this too, Danny. Like, is there and I asked at the top of the show, is there a superstar on this team? You know?
Yeah, that's the biggest question, man. When, you know, we talk about D-line and the wide receiver group where they spent all that money, I think they elevated it. I really think they did at both spots from top to bottom. But that's the question. Did you sign a bunch of the same dudes, or is there a standout or two? And I think Carlin Jones looks, man, he flashes, doesn't he, on the D-line. Hunter Osborne, you would expect, does as well. But that wide receiver group, man, is still, there's a bunch of good ones, but you're just looking for who's really going to be the Omega, Armstrong, Tesla, Burks, who's going to be the go-to guy? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, to me, look, he had a couple of drops Saturday, but you are right, man. Chris Marshall just looks different to me. Courtney looks great. And I'll tell you, man, every time I get on here, I talk about Prevo out of Bentonville. But
yeah.
I'm not expecting him to go out there as a true freshman and take somebody's spot or anything. But I think he can help them and, you know, special teams, stuff like that, and spot duty. He's just got a different burst than most on the team right now. So does T.J. Hodges, man. Again, true freshman, probably not going to be needed, but look, he did it against Air on Saturday. It wasn't a live kickoff return, but once he hit that sideline, buddy, he was out of there. So, man, those two in particular, I really like those two freshmen there.
All right, Danny. I think we got about everything we needed out of you.
Oh, cool, man. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being on. And for those of you who want to follow Danny, you can follow him at DannyWest247. Read all of his content at Hog Sports. Danny, of course, joins us on the Ozarks Go hotline, 479-684-4900, to find out if they're available in your area, or go to ozarksgo.net/hog, H-A-W-G, if you're looking for fast, reliable, consistent internet service that is not going to jack your rate up from year one to year two. Appreciate you, Danny.
Yes, sir.
See you. All right, everybody. Follow Danny. Be sure to follow Danny. Okay. Let's get to, we want to get to questions. Let's get to some questions, and I bet a lot of stuff will kind of unfold from there. Yeah, sound good? Why can't, this is from Dogtown Hog, why can't Cal land a big man from high school? Can you or Danny play the five spot? I've always felt like he has kind of leaned towards high school players who are guards, because I feel like maybe from a maturity standpoint, they're able to play earlier versus big men. Maybe it's a little bit better to get a guy who's a little bit more mature. At least I think that's what the thinking has been. I mean, Mika Murinen is a big. I mean, he's probably pushing 7 foot. I think probably 6'11", 223. So he's a big. But the five spot, you know, he's more of a stretch four. So, yeah, I don't know. Obinna Ezeki hasn't committed to Louisville. He's just, there's a crystal ball for him to go there. From what I had heard, Arkansas, you know, wants him to like kind of commit to a 2-year type of deal. So I don't know. Maybe he's not interested in that. I don't know. Same question from West Hog. Why can't Cal land a five? The team is going to be so good, but there is an obvious hole right there. Like, especially if Malik Thomas and Billy Richmond come back. I mean, even if it's just Billy Richmond, they'll still be really good. I would obviously love to see Malik Thomas back. But if he's a first-round pick, then, you know, maybe that's just not in the cards for him. But I think it would benefit him and Arkansas to come back for one more year. But I'm like Cal. Like, if you're going to be, like, really highly drafted, you got to go. You got to take advantage of that opportunity. But there's that hole right there in the middle. Natural State Sports says, what are the biggest flops in high school recruiting in the Pittman era? I'm thinking of guys like Bridges or A.J. Green. Yeah, A.J. Green. Now, A.J. had that ankle, did he have an Achilles injury? Selman Bridges ended up being a pretty big bust for him. Just didn't ever play. That's a good question. There were quite a number of them. I mean, I would have to go back and, like, really examine, but I mean, like, if you go back and look, I will look. So, where is it? That pops right up. Let me go to Hog Sports. Football recruiting commitments. Okay. Sorry for the delay on that. So, Pittman's first class would have been the 2020 class. It's hard to put too much on that. And I don't know if I want to just go down this whole list. But Malik Hornsby was a 4-star. Miles Slusher was a 4-star. Jashad Stewart. I don't even remember Darren Turner hardly. He was a wide receiver. I think they may have changed positions on him. Marcus Henderson. Blaine Toll. Guys, I can go down this list. Cade Renfro, Andy Boykin, Jalen St. John, Eric Thomas. You're like, who? Julius Coates played for him, but I think he kind of fizzled out and disappeared. Ray Curry, Keelan Burrell. Guys, that 2020 class, I mean, wasn't much to it, was there? I think it's going to be like this for a lot of them. A.J. Green, Keetron Jackson, Rocket Sanders, there's one. He ended up leaving that last year and didn't have a great junior year. Terry Wells didn't, you know, Jaden Johnson played here. Didn't have a great career, but he was okay. Solomon Wright, Javion Hunt, Cam Ball. I mean, most of the guys did not pan out. Chase Lowry, Jaden Wilson ended up transferring out. Cole Carson didn't ever play. Marco Avant. I mean, it's going to, I could go over like every single year with this. Isaiah Zetania, Patrick Kudus, Andrew Shambly. These are three, the top three guys. They all started at Arkansas. They also all left. Sam Bakke got in some issues. Manny Powell transferred out. Marion Harris started here. This 2022 class is probably the best one so far. Jordan Crook transferred out here and started at Arizona State when they went to the college football playoffs. Anthony Brown played. Did he play? Yeah. Rashard DeBinion. Quincy McAdoo was a good one. This was probably Nico Dabier transferred out. It's in a bad group. Ty Washington transferred out. I mean, it's not a spectacular group, but it's not a bad one either. It's a lot. It's a lot like that. I'm not going to go through all this, but Jalen Braxton left. Quincy Rhodes stayed. Lucas left. This was not a bad one. Isaiah Gustav. Shamar Easter didn't live up. Davion Dozier, the No Limit Soldier. Malachi Singleton left. I don't think he started at Purdue. Did he re-enter the transfer portal? Dasmond James left. There's so much talk about Dasmond James last year. TJ Metcalf. Yeah, none of these are super impressive recruiting classes. Who's the better choke artist, Pittman in single game scores or Cal when it comes to recruiting picks? Pittman. I mean, we just have really, you know, a pretty limited body of work for Cal so far. But Pittman definitely had a high rate of choking in one score games. Now, a lot of that with Pittman, like I'll say this again, a lot of issues with in-game decision making and, you know, some maybe some forward thinking type stuff. But Pittman was also really under so he just wasn't supported very well. And part of that's him. Like, people weren't willing to support him. But, man, when you look at, like, around the SEC, what team – I don't know that people really quite understand, like, how far Arkansas has been behind some of these other teams in the SEC when it comes to, you know, everything from game day. Like, I don't know. Does everybody in the SEC have an LED? I know it may not seem like much, but, like, an LED light deal going on except for Arkansas. It feels like everybody has that except for Arkansas. Just in-game experience, money to support football, even facilities in some regards are not to where, like, you know, some programs are. Like, I'm not even trying to compare to, like, Georgia or, you know, Alabama or, you know, places like that. But, you know, when I went to Oxford this last year, I was really blown away with how much improvement I saw from 2021 in Oxford to 2025. Just the improvement that they had with in-game, the atmosphere, all this stuff. And I know it was a night game and 2021 was a day game, but man, it was just, it was better. It was better than Arkansas. Arkansas has to improve in so many different categories, from support to game day experience to all that. And also, you have to win the fans back, and the only way you can do that is by winning, because the fans are dramatically disgruntled right now. Like, they are, it's sad. Like, it used to be, like, you know, Arkansas fans always seem to feel positive, like, hey, you know, we may have this issue and this issue, but I feel like we've got a chance Saturday. And now it's just like, we're about to get killed. Like, that's the attitude of Arkansas fans for football. Not fun. Roro Razorback says, are we going to cut another sports program so we can afford a 5 in basketball? Well, that's not how it works, really. You don't – like, that's not where you're getting your NIL from. But they can cut one more sport. I don't know which one they would cut, but they could cut one more and still be an SEC program. You have to have 16, and they have 17 teams. Joe 5A. I thought we were going to get some questions about, like, just random stuff. Like, it kind of popped in my head because of Army's question about, you know, like, where do you get that glow from? And I, like, brought out the Brickle face moisturizer that I use. But this is a lot about, you know, can you find us a front court? Homo Detective says, who's in your dream Razorback blunt rotation? What? I'm not even going to read who he has mentioned in there. Who is in my dream Razorback blunt rotation? I said, we'll answer almost any question. Houston Nutt, Ken Hatfield, Brett Bielema. That's in my rotation. Ongo Gablogian, which I guess that's how you say it, but that's from Always Sunny. Do you ever wonder what sort of milk the people who coined our galaxy as the Milky Way were drinking? I'm guessing it was whole, unpasteurized, straight from the teat milk. If I had to guess, from a cow, maybe from a goat. Could be from a goat. I lost my spot. To be honest, it's a wonder they aren't they aren't evil. Looks like it was the Greeks. I'm guessing they died of unemployment instead. Thanks for taking my question. If it was Greeks, don't Greeks, aren't they big on goat milk? That'll do, Pig, says Danny seems to be a little encouraged by the football program at this minute compared to last year. Trey, your thoughts? I mean, last year, I think we both went around 6-6 final, but I last year I'd always said like they'll go 4-8 or they'll go 8-4 depending on how things shape up early in the year, and things shaped up the way that you don't want early in the year, and they only won two, but they should have won a couple of more. So I'm encouraged and discouraged with football. One, I know what they have in front of them in terms of schedule, in terms of the strength of this conference. That's how it is every year. But I'm worried about quarterback. And I feel like if they had a guy that, like, you're like, this is, they've got a guy at quarterback. They've got one. I would feel a lot better about this team than I do right now. But also, I look at the schedule. Do I have the schedule pulled up here? I know it's North Alabama, September 1st, week one. And Utah on September 12th. That Utah game, that's maybe the biggest game of the year in terms of determining the momentum that this team carries, because you've got Georgia after that. Nobody's going to pick them to beat Georgia. Then you've got Tulsa. Like, you can start off 3-1 heading into Texas A&M. That's possible. You got to have a quarterback taking them on the road at Utah. But if you could start off 3-1, and, you know, you're playing at Texas A&M. Arkansas usually plays Texas A&M pretty tough. They haven't been beating them. Tennessee in Fayetteville. Last time Tennessee came, Arkansas beat them, but obviously you're not going to be favored in that one. At Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt seems like a different animal now, but they don't have Diego Pavia. Missouri in Fayetteville on Halloween. I like that a lot earlier. I'm glad that's a lot earlier game. Then you're at Auburn. You get South Carolina in Fayetteville. You're at Texas, and then LSU in Fayetteville. LSU, if they don't win early, then they could let go of the rope, I guess, but they do have Lane Kiffin and all the resources you can imagine available. The games that you really have to look at, North Alabama, Utah, Tulsa, you get Tennessee at home. At Texas A&M is going to be difficult. Vanderbilt, Missouri, at Auburn, who knows on Auburn, South Carolina, those eight. Somebody asked me the other day what I thought the ceiling for this team was. I'd probably say the ceiling is 7 games. What's the floor? Probably 2. Pretty wide range, ceiling and floor. I think there's just a lot, you know, that you don't know what to expect fully. Mother's Day's coming up. Blakeman's Fine Jewelry is proud to be the official jeweler of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Ben Blakeman and his team had an exciting year in their new flagship space at 3202 Pinnacle Hills Parkway in Rogers, and are continuing their signature hospitality and service in 2026. Visit them, and they'll offer to clean your jewelry or offer you a beverage from Cafe B or a glass of their own Blakeman's Prosecco, which, by the way, is offered in various stores in Northwest Arkansas. If you can't make it, did you also know that you can shop them online at blakemansfinejewelry.com. You can schedule an appointment. They offer delivery also. But it is time, as I mentioned, to start thinking about Mother's Day, May 10th. So visit our friends at Blakeman's. Built on tradition since 1987, Blakeman's has been Northwest Arkansas's trusted destination for exceptional jewelry and personalized service. Okay, back to some questions. That'll do, Pig. If DVH retired at year end, is Matt Hobbs the no-brainer? Wes Johnson, other names? Heck, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe Hobbs. I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm interested to hear what the comments are on that. Live and Guy says, can the football team be successful with just a mediocre quarterback surrounded by talent? No. I think certain teams can do that. I think like an Alabama or an Ohio State or something. But to me, Arkansas has got to have a quarterback. When have they had notable success without – well, I say that, and you know that if you go back to, but you have to have a superstar like Darren McFadden on your team, and Darren McFadden also played some quarterback, if we remember. But years that they've had, you know, what you would consider mediocre at quarterback, that 2006 team, and had success. But when else have they? I mean, the '98 team had Clint Sterner. The early 2000s teams had Matt Jones. I would say 2006, 2007, you were pretty, average at best at quarterback those years. Then you had Ryan Mallett. You had Tyler Wilson. You had Brandon Allen on some good teams. And, you know, KJ Jefferson had – for his career, I mean, he was up there. Was he number one pass efficiency rating all time? I think he might have been number one pass efficiency rating all time in 2021, 2022. But Arkansas just – you can't – aside from that 2010 team when you had a ultra superstar in Darren McFadden, who also, again, played quarterback for him, you always had to have plus play at the quarterback spot. Also, when was the last time the SEC had a cohort of talented quarterbacks across all teams? I'm thinking around 10, 11, McCarron, Mallett, Newton, Murray, et cetera. I don't know. I'd have to give that some thought. Chad Razorback says, if Arkansas played Nebraska in football, would both teams lose the game by one score? Yeah. 1-2-3-4-A. Says, Trey, your thoughts on tennis. It all starts with Hunter and NIL. To me, Hunter should have been let go first. Hunter makes like $1.5 million a year. Tennis costs $2.5 million a year. I don't know. Like, it's disappointing to see a sport go. At the same time, I didn't know anything about tennis before then. It's nothing against gymnastics either, but like that Joss girl who left, I didn't know anything about her. And I know people like gymnastics. You know, these are all sports that lose money. And this is just kind of where we are in college sports now. Like, it just is. It's unfortunate, but this is kind of what people ask for. I say this all the time. Like, if the NCAA had come out early and said, we're going to do revenue sharing and these players are going to get this much money and stuff, there never would have been all this NIL stuff. You know, people would have been like, okay, you know, we're getting money from this in some, you know, kind of way. And you would have circumvented all that NIL stuff, I think. And now it's just completely out of control and there's no way to put it back in the bottle. And it's not even NIL, really. It's still pay for play. It's just a workaround. Story of the year says, if you could lock in one win on the schedule for sure, which would be the most impactful for Silverfield in year one? Well, a minute ago, I said that the Utah game was, you know, the most important game of the year because I think it could have some snowball. I mean, obviously, I'm going to pick – like Georgia, if I could pick them to beat somebody, like, yeah, we'll take that Georgia win right there, week three. But realistically, like games that I feel like they have maybe a shot to win, I would probably say Utah. Again, guys, like I'm not picking Arkansas to be, I don't think at this point, a bowl team because I do have such unknowns at quarterback, and I think it's more likely that they have problems at quarterback then have a lot of success. I feel like if, you know, there was a chance that they have a lot of success at quarterback, we'd have seen one of these guys just, you know, assert himself and be like, hey, I'm the guy. I'm the guy around here. And I don't think that we saw that. Like, when I say, like, you don't know what you have at quarterback until, you know, the lights come on and all this stuff, like, usually if you're going to at least have a chance to be that guy, you know, he looks like a stud in practice. And I haven't seen a stud in practice. Now, maybe KJ or AJ can manage a game and all this kind of stuff. I don't, like, even with Matt Jones, and I've said this before, but I just remember that first scrimmage I went and watched. I guess it might have been a red-white. I can't even remember, but it was the first scrimmage I went and watched. And neither quarterback, Sorhan or whoever else, could not move the ball. And then Matt Jones comes in going against the first team defense with like the two or, you know, backup offense. And just, I don't even know if he threw a pass, but he just moved the ball all the way down the field, you know? Guys who have a chance to be good at least look really good in the spring. And then sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you get to the season, it's just like, no, this guy's just not very good. So that's where my pause comes from. Right now, I would probably pick them to win fewer than six games. I'm not sure exactly what that number is. And it's a shame, again, because I do feel like the roster as a whole is not bad. If they had, like, they had Talon Green on this team and you emphasized ball security even more heavily with him, and you could get through to him about the importance of ball security and not throwing careless interceptions or carrying the ball loosely, I would feel a lot better about this team. You know, I would. I'd feel a lot better about him. Hell, if they had Madden Iamaliava, I think I might feel better about him. Gumpster117 says, was there any prior indication that tennis was on the chopping block? I'd not heard anything, but that's not also really on my radar that tennis would be on the chopping block. Will there be any other sports cut in the future? I mean, what else could you cut? Like, you can't really cut any more women's sports. Swimming and diving or something? I mean, yeah, I don't know what else you would really cut. Hey, Bet Saracen is Arkansas's number one sports betting app. If you use the promo code BIDDY250, capital B, lowercase IDDY 250, and put $25 on your first bet, then you will get $250 back to bet on Bet Saracen in bonus cash. So, pretty good deal from Bet Saracen, Arkansas's number one sports betting app.
Arkansas's Fab Five for Bet Saracen.
Hey, Joe, what do you think was the best shot in Arkansas basketball history?
Was it U.S.'s half-court shot versus the national champions in the big dance? Or maybe it was Scotty's shot in 94 to win it all?
That's a jump ball for me. I'm not even going there.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, me too.
Bet where most Arkansans bet.
Bet where we bet.
Bet Saracen.
Trap Time says, can't have a two-quarterback system. That has never worked out for any team. I really hope that that's not where they're headed, especially with, you know, like when Spurrier, he was kind of the first guy to really popularize that, but his best teams did not have two quarterbacks on them. So, yeah, hope so. Hope that's not where they're going. I would hate to see that. KJ leads the completion percentage all time. I know that. Does he? All time? I don't know that that's accurate.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. you get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
All-time completion percentage, you say? I mean, he was 68%. Maybe. That's a pretty high completion percentage. What was Tyler Wilson, I wonder? I'm thinking Tyler might have been around there. Tyler was, yeah, his best year was 66%. Ryan Mallett. Ryan Mallett was 64.7%. You might be right on that. You might be right. Pooh Bear the Prophet says, is Braylon Russell the biggest transformation guy we've had at Arkansas? 260 at freshman, now 224. He was officially listed at 252, I think. He is not 224 either. He is about I think he's listed at 235. I don't think he's too far off of that. So not quite as big of a transformation as that. But there have been other guys that have, I mean, Amarian Harris was like 360, and then I swear he was like 280 in a year. That's a pretty big amount of – Dalton Wagner dropped a ton of weight also and then put it all back on. So there have been plenty of other examples. That's a little bit exaggerated on Brett Bielema over Bobby Petrino. Yeah, maybe I'd put Bobby in there. Trey, Arkansas doesn't have an LED light show, pity. It's true. I think everybody else has it. Danny is Wilson from Home Improvement with that big black mic block in his mouth. Did they ever show Wilson's full face on that show? I can't remember if they did. The Donkey Bud says, Trey, how good is Mika Murinen? To me, he looks like an NBA player. He's an NBA player. That kid is, you can't coach up that kind of athletic ability. He can shoot the ball. He's got a nice shot. Nice, good, clean, compact, good form, good rotation, nice and square. Really like his shot. So I think he could probably improve in that area. And he takes those threes. But he is athletic. Like, he can get up. He's explosive. He's quick. I like him a lot. I think that Arkansas got a really nice pickup there. I think they got a future NBA player on the roster. And they've got a few NBA players. Quarterback situation, KJ or AJ, I still think that it's KJ. I think AJ, I liked what AJ said about quickening up his release. I think that's what he means, is getting it more on plane. Like, you need to be like right here, you know, on plane. And he's right here. You know, you need to be right here on your takeaway. It's just a lot of wasted throwing motion. Sports Propaganda TV says, Trey, Biddy, Jingle, Heimer, Schmidt, did you know Bobby P interviewed for the Bama job? I didn't hear that. Will this team be explosive? I think they have a chance at some skill spots. I really do. It's just, they got to have a quarterback. I know I keep saying that, and I'm going to keep saying it here for the next few months. You know, it's going to get old. Like, assuming KJ is the starter, how would you rank him among other projected starters in the SEC? I have no idea. I would love to answer that question for you, but pretty low because he doesn't have any experience. Let me see if we can go over the starting quarterbacks in the SEC. We're going to use AI. We're going to use Grok, Super Grok. Give me the projected starting quarterbacks in the SEC. Let's see how it plays out here. All right, Alabama, Keelan Russell or Austin Mack, slide edge to Russell. But I'm going to give the Alabama quarterback an edge. KJ Jackson projecting or AJ Hill. Byron Brown, transfer from USF. I mean, he's got a lot of, you know, history with him. Aaron Filo, probably at Florida. Man, there's so many new names. Gunnar Stockton is obviously a new one. Kenny Minchie, Notre Dame transfer, brought in by Will Stein. Sam Leavitt, of course, at LSU. Kamario Taylor at Mississippi State. Austin Simmons at Missouri, the Ole Miss transfer. John Mateer at Oklahoma, returning. Trinidad Chambliss at Ole Miss, eligibility win. Lenora Sellers at South Carolina, Arch Manning at Texas, Marcel Reed at Texas A&M, and Jared Curtis at Vanderbilt, the top recruit. So Reed, Manning, Sellers, Chambliss, Mateer. We're familiar with Simmons. He has starting experience, but he's not a returning starter there. Gunnar Stockton. So you've got six guys who are returning starters, so not quite half of the league. Okay, I think we pretty much did it. T-Bob Biddy, what if Mitch Mustang pan out at Arkansas? What if? It's like where it like goes into a dream sequence, like it gets wavy around the sides and I fade out. When will Obina Ezeki Jr. make his commitment decision? Some say it could happen this weekend. I think Connor Goodson reported it could possibly happen this weekend. Trey Bodie, why does it seem Northwest Arkansas is producing less 4- and 5-star players even though the population has doubled since 2005? It's a good question. There was a time where Northwest Arkansas was producing a lot more. I mean, they brought in some good players from Northwest Arkansas here and there, but yeah. The silver pants and helmets were an Arlington game against Texas A&M. Those were the Jerry Jones honorary jerseys. This guy asked, Jake says, I'm 26, assuming I live till 76, the average lifespan for a man, will I see a national championship in football? Probably not. It is easier now, but, you know, Indiana thought they would probably never see one. So I think that the fact that we are seeing teams in the college football playoff and, you know, teams that aren't traditional blue blood powers, you know, winning national championships or coming close to national championships, I think bodes well for Arkansas. And, you know, it's not always going to be like this. Arkansas is not always just going to suck. Eventually, some point, Arkansas will get back on the map and we'll look down our noses at other teams again, like we used to be able to do. Just not right now. T. Bidness, who is a better recruiter, Houston Dale Nutt or Bobby M.F. Petrino? Definitely Houston. Quarterbacks, Petrino. But as far as an overall evaluator, it was Houston. Black jerseys and pants and a red helmet. I don't know if I like that. Black jerseys and pants and a red helmet. I think I'm against that one. All right. Trey, you seem like a guy with a lot of friends. Why won't anyone ask me to hang out with them? Either you might be trying too hard, Elmer. You might be just trying too hard. Just kind of play it cool. Put yourself in situations where you can make friends. Find like-minded people. I'll be your friend. All right, everybody. Appreciate Danny West for hopping on today's show and appreciate all of our sponsors. Appreciate all of you guys for being on the show as well with your questions. I thought we'd get some more random stuff, but we didn't. When I put ask anything, I thought we'd get more random stuff. All right, everybody. Appreciate you joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with HogSports.com. We'll catch you next time.